Espresso English Podcast, Episode 71. Quick answers to your questions about idioms. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. A lot of students ask me about phrases and idioms they've heard in conversations and TV shows. In today's lesson, I'm going to share the answers with you, explaining each expression with a few examples. What does it mean to be on edge? If you are on edge, it means you are tense, nervous, and maybe a little bit irritable. For example, the whole family was on edge as we waited for news from the doctor. Here's another example. You don't have to snap at me. Why are you so on edge? To snap at someone means to say something to that person quickly and angrily. People usually snap at others when they're nervous or tense. So in this case, I'm asking the person, why are you so on edge? Why are you so nervous, tense, and irritable? One more example. Our community is on edge due to the recent surge in violence. In addition to an individual being on edge, we can also say a community or even a country is on edge. Everyone in general is tense and nervous. Here's the next question. What does it mean for someone to have a breakdown? When a person has a breakdown or has a nervous breakdown, it means they completely collapse emotionally and/or physically because of great pressure, stress, and anxiety over a long period of time. For example, he was working three jobs until he had a breakdown and needed to be hospitalized. If my kids get into any more trouble, I think I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. Here's our next question. What does it mean to say all bets are off? Well, the word bet refers to when you put money on your prediction of the future. In English, the word bet also means more generally to believe strongly, to be certain that something will probably happen in the future. Use the expression all bets are off when a situation that used to be quite certain changes and now it is very uncertain or unpredictable. For example, the economy had been growing at a steady pace, but now with this new crisis, all bets are off. So in the past, it was a certainty that the economy was growing, but now there's a crisis, so all bets are off, and the future is uncertain. Here's another example. Paula was a front runner in the election, and now she's dropped out, so all bets are off. Now we are uncertain who will win the election. Let's move on. What does "I didn't have the heart to tell him" mean? This expression means I didn't tell him something because I knew he would feel sad or disappointed if he heard it, so I am trying to protect his emotions. For example, my father was so proud of me for publishing my book, I didn't have the heart to tell him that very few people read it. I don't have the heart to tell my aunt that I really don't like her cooking. Again, we use this expression when we don't want to tell somebody something because it will make that person feel sad. Our next expression is drop the ball. What does it mean when someone says, I dropped the ball? This means there was a task or responsibility I was supposed to do, but I didn't do it, resulting in negative consequences. For example, I can't believe you missed the deadline to apply for the scholarship. You really dropped the ball on that one. Nobody likes working with someone who constantly drops the ball. It's impossible to depend on them for anything. This idiom, drop the ball, comes from the sport of baseball, where dropping the ball is a mistake. Our next question is, what does it mean if someone's reputation is on the line? In this case, being on the line means it is at risk. There is a possibility of losing it. For example, Katie played great defense when the game was on the line. paramedics have to work fast because someone's life is on the line. And our final question is this: what does it mean to have a knack for something? There are two possible meanings. One is to have a special talent or skill naturally. For example, these cookies are delicious. You have a knack for baking. I'm so jealous of people who have a knack for learning languages quickly. To have a knack for something can also mean to have a tendency or a habit of doing something. For example, my dogs have a knack for making a mess of the house. I have a knack for talking too much when I'm nervous. If you really want to learn a wide variety of the idioms we use in everyday spoken English, check out my English Idioms course. It'll help you learn to understand idioms from context, and it includes exercises to help you practice and use these expressions yourself. Check out the English Idioms course, available at espressoenglish.net. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500+ real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.